Center and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Democrat leader Charles Schumer unhappy about today's visit by Argentine President Javier Milei to the White House.
Trump seems to really like the leader of Argentina. They're both sort of MAGA types.
That's one thing on which Schumer and the president appear to agree.
He's MAGA all the way. It's make Argentina great again.
President Trump says the U.S. will provide Argentina a $20 billion lifeline, but on one condition.
If the president doesn't win, I know the person that he'd be running against, I believe, probably. We probably have the person. The person is extremely far left and a philosophy that got Argentina into this problem in the first place. So we would not be generous with Argentina.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer again. He says President Trump is using that promise of assistance to influence Argentina's politics.
The administration is giving this money away to help Argentina's hard right president in his election, where his party is in serious trouble.
And President Trump describes Milei as a great economist who will help solve his country's problems. A rare October storm brings heavy rain and mudslide warnings to Southern California.
As downpours moved through Southern California, drivers hydroplaned and accidents were reported on flooded roads. The National Weather Service issuing flash flood warnings in several counties that recently had wildfires.
Really concerned that as these higher rain rates hit those burn scars, it could bring some of that debris down with it in a flooding situation.
He says they're clocking wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour and rainfall totals in some spots are at 3.5 inches. I'm Julie Walker.
Inflation worries have the Fed chairman considering lower interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the state of Washington. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Government officials have agreed not to enforce a part of a new law that would have required Catholic and Orthodox priests to report things they hear in the confessional in violation of their beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Beckett Fund, which went to court on the priests' behalf, say the law is now permanently enjoined. ADF Attorney John Birch says, quote, "The First Amendment guarantees that governments cannot single out religious believers for worse treatment." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are unhappy that the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says, quote, "As the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially those from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. Sustained international pressure remains crucial to prevent Afghanistan from descending further into repression and isolation." This is SRN News. A man who scaled a security fence in the middle of the night and set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion has pleaded guilty to attempted murder and other charges. More details from correspondent Ed Donahue.
It's hard for me to stand before you today and utter the words attempted murder when it's your own life.
Governor Josh Shapiro says it's very difficult to explain this to his four children. He's been carrying with him an enormous sense of guilt.
Guilt that doing this job that I love so much has put our children's lives at risk.
Shapiro says political violence discourages people from running for office.
We need real accountability for acts of political violence. And today is real accountability.
I'm Ed Donahue.
That attack caused millions of dollars in damage to the state-owned building. More on these stories at srnnews.com.